Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I'm going to take a moment and thank everyone for spending their hard-earned money with our sponsors. We work very hard to find you guys products and services that we think you're going to love, and we appreciate all of the fans who support those sponsors. We also want to let you know that if you have a product or service that you think our fans would love, hit us up. Now's your chance to have myself and the international superstar, Zach Amico.
That's me.
Talk about your products or services and introduce them to the number one most passionate fan base on the planet, okay? Right now, all you have to do is go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use the show code RAP so that they know that we sent you. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use the show code RAP. All right, let's start the show.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Your mic's off, bro. Right. No, I'm recording again. Go ahead.
Did you leave the original intro?
Oh, yeah. It's...
I like that. I want the original intro.
It's there. It's there. All right, it's you whispering. It's you haunting the room in the background. Is your mic on, bro? Did you turn it on yet? What? You have to hit the switch, bro.
Switch.
Yeah, I don't got interns, bro. Hit the fucking switch. Yeah, you're on dude. Now, dude.
This is
God fucking
digital,
damn it, dude. You don't have an intern to turn my switch on?
No, dude. Yeah,
Where's your secondary producer?
We hit switches ourselves around these parts,
sorry.
Dude. We're slumming it right now.
Philly sucks, huh? It's a fucking goddamn nightmare, dude.
Our setup fucking blows.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's so funny because, like, we did the podcast yesterday, and I was like, can we do another one? And before we even did the first podcast, you were like, hey, guys, you know, we don't have a video set up, so, you know, it can be audio only. And I'm like, I mean, guys, video cameras are really easy to come by these days. Like, you have it on your cell phone. You could buy one for probably like $80 that'll work, a little webcam, you know.
Yeah.
I think they're still shell-shocked from video. Video has not traditionally worked out well.
Is that what?
No, hell no. We're just fucking lazy and dumb.
Yeah, that's all.
But I actually, we're setting up some video.
It's kind of stupid, though.
It's so dumb.
I don't know. I don't get why anyone would want to stare at a man speaking.
I think it just is. Well, it's also, I think it enhances to be able to see people's facial expressions. You know, you get the full 3D experience.
Yeah, I guess.
So, say if someone's just saying something but their face looks weird, you get to read the body language.
Yeah. Also, half of Shane's act is him doing this with his eyes.
He's raising his eyebrows at you? It is hilarious.
So if you don't see that, I mean, for the audio listener, they're like, they don't even understand half of how funny
Shane's
being.
There's a lot of stuff that gets lost in translation if you don't get to see him on camera when he raises his eyes or, like, says something off camera.
Yeah.
He's constantly whispering things off camera to me.
He said it a few times into his mic.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to say the name, but he's like, you know, it's Chad. I heard that.
I know.
Look, great show planned today. I've been in Philly all weekend with Metzger. We did a show. We've been doing shows all weekend at the Punchline Philly with Brian Six.
Yep.
Opening up. It's been fucking awesome. Dude, you are a killer. Part of the Skankfest new and nasty list, 10 newest and nastiest comics in the country. So you guys are going to all be falling in love with Brian Six very soon. And then my boy Matt McCusker, who, you guys know him from Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. He's back. I wasn't initially going to do another show today, but we did one yesterday with me, Kurt, and Matt, and I think it went off the rails a little.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say off the rails. It was just, it went on a different rail that I wasn't expecting it to go on, and those were rails of cocaine. And
is that what you guys are doing?
No.
You guys are way too much pot.
People were fucking going like, dude was like, dude, you and Metzger just got coked up and yelled at each other. Well, Matt had to watch you.
Well, I was like the kid, the innocent kid in the situation.
Yeah.
Poor Matt, dude. You guys were coked up. I was here. They're doing meth.
We were.
They're doing hot
sat
rails.
In the middle of the two parents arguing.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys came in
I was like,
hot.
Louis, stop it.
What a more hilarious argument it would be between parents if they were just doing fucking rails of coke and then going back at each other.
Oh. You know what hot rails are?
They're hot rails.
Did you see that, like, when people, like, you, like, snort meth, but also, like, you vaporize it as you snort it? It's like this, it looks like a crazy straw, weird device.
Okay.
And you're like, as you snort the meth, it goes up into this vaporizing thing and like, you're like snorting meth vapors.
Whoa.
And probably a little bit of meth shards.
Is that healthier?
I don't know. But yeah, someone was telling me about
that. It's like
that.
Breaking Bad in the future.
Yeah,
it's
like, dude. Hot rails. Dude. Look
hot rails. I never heard of any of that. It's a different world now. Like the internet has made it easy. Because back in the day, you're like, you had one friend who knew about drugs. And you're like, you know, I just trust him. I trusted he knew what he was talking about. But now it's like, you just like, look it all up. It's all out there. But yeah. I would never snort meth vapor.
Snort vape meth?
Maybe I would. I mean, do you got any?
No.
Damn.
I don't. I'm gonna start giving people DMT and tell them when it's meth.
You guys have a bunch of DMT here.
Tons. As far as you know.
Where's here?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think they have. Do they have like a DMT task force?
I don't think the cops know what it is yet.
Get on the fucking ground, bro.
You gotta wait 7 minutes.
We got a DMT watch list. It's just like Rogan and fucking.
It'd be funny. They can only arrest people in laser tag.
Well, I'm gonna spark this blunt.
Dude, DMT is fucking wild.
Yeah, you guys are fucking insane. I can't do that shit. I can't. What's scary about it is like, it's so hard and it comes on so fast and so strong that it's like losing control that way. Immediately I get panicked. And you can't be panicked when you're tripping.
Right.
If you're in a panic when you're tripping, it's going to be fucked up. It's going to fuck up your whole thing. But I think just inherently by just the how fast you fucking blast off, it gives me mass anxiety. And then one time I took DMT. It was like I took like four or five big hits off a vape pen. It felt like the room flipped upside down. And then when I looked to my left, the devil was sitting there holding my head and pushing me down into the bed. Jesus, and that lasted for 8 minutes. And it was fucking horrifying.
Jesus. Yeah.
It's not fun.
It's horrible, dude.
Did you saw the devil? You're the only person who saw the devil on TV.
Everyone else sees beauty. Everyone else sees like love and happiness. Like I saw the devil. He looked at me right in the face and was like, yes, I'm real.
I think if you smoke DMT out of a vape pen, your chances of seeing the devil are like 100% higher.
Yeah.
That's you
vape, yeah. If you like smoke DMT out of like a weird vape cartridge,
yeah.
Good chance of seeing the devil.
I think, yeah, it's supposed to be done out of like a fucking, you know, a crack pipe or something.
Yeah,
right?
That's what it looks like.
I guess
it's
much better.
It's like the Virginia
right.
Slim of DMT smoking.
Yeah.
Like a fucking
you're
little
like
bitch.
Sleep paralysis DMT.
Yeah, dude.
Like you always see that
dude,
one guy. You know,
I'm telling you, man.
Sleep paralysis, always see the one dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. I get sleep paralysis.
Hat guy. Hat man. Yeah, they call him the hat man.
Never seen him.
You never heard that? Shane told you that story, though. Remember when he was like sleeping naked in his parents' basement and he fucking had sleep paralysis?
You're talking about the shadowy figures you see?
At the old house when we watched that documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out it's like the majority of cases with sleep paralysis, everyone sees the same person. It's fucked up. It's like this tall figure comes into your room or wherever you're at and you're stuck because sleep paralysis, you're like in between sleep and consciousness. So you can't fucking move.
My mom described this to me when she was a kid.
I've never had.
I chalked it up to her being a heroin addict. I was like, all right, lady, you saw a figure. Right. Okay.
Dude, I get a sleep paralysis every now and again. I used to get like two figures. So I'd wake up and it would just be like, I'd wake up and there would just be like two big shadowy figures kind of moving towards my bed. And you kind of like start fighting them
you
off.
You jerk them off.
Yeah.
We needed video because the way Matt tried to pantomime fighting was literally jerking off two guys onto his face.
That is true. I did.
That's a good way to get two guys off.
A double girl punch to the side of my hand. I was like, get off.
Yeah, that fucking documentary is wild though. Like
sleep
the
paralysis?
Stories they recount, the sleep paralysis thing. Yeah.
My mom's story was she was laying there and, but it was even more, my mom used to think that she'd see like aliens and ghosts and shit. My mom was pretty fucked up and I guess she,
we're pretty rad.
And it sounds like
aliens,
she fucking
bro?
Parties, dude.
She was
actually,
sick, dude.
Dude, she was actually probably one of the most important people on earth. Aliens were coming to her
saying,
trying
dude.
To get information.
You mean she ruled. So yeah, she made contact. Go on.
She
made contact. Okay. So then what happened? What did they learn from her? No, she said she'd go grab the remote, and she tried to turn the TV on. This figure was standing above her, and the TV wouldn't go on, right? And then she lifted off her bed and started spinning around, almost like Exorcist style. Like she's floating and spinning.
Like Hugh Hefner's bed?
With
spinner on?
Yeah, spinner bed?
Yeah.
He has spinner bed?
Fucking right.
Like Shaq?
Yeah, it was a, like a big circle.
Like Tommy Lee's drum set?
Pretty much.
That's how he sleeps. Yeah. He goes
keep
upside
you upside
down.
Fuck girls.
Hugh Hefner.
That'd be an awesome way to fuck girls on Tommy Lee's upside down drum set.
Also, why does he need to be spinning while he has sex?
I have no idea.
Hugh Hefner bothers the fuck out of me, dude. Yeah.
He's dead,
his whole
isn't he?
Still. His
Thank
whole,
God, right?
Yeah. Does he have a big dick? There's no information on Hugh Hefner's dick.
I'm sure he's got a piece. I think if it was, it's probably average. Because you've never heard anything about it. He's bedded like thousands of women.
That's what I'm saying.
It's probably as average as it comes.
I mean, how do we not know? That's what I'm saying. How do we not know? How have one of them not been like, oh, here's what he's
I
working
I bet you
with.
Right now, if we had capability to Google in the studio, we would.
I'll Google right now.
If we had a secondary producer to Google, we would know exactly. Because I guarantee people have talked about it. I bet you people have talked about the size of Hugh Hefner's dick.
He strikes me as somebody that makes the girl sign a contract.
Like an NDA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I heard a couple of celebrities.
A non-dong disclosure.
non-dong agreement.
Yeah. Non-dong agreement. Yeah, I fucking. Hugh Hefner bothered me with the shit that he
was. Why
did
he bother? Hugh Hefner's fucking awesome.
Dude, he was. Don't give me
dude,
wrong.
He crushes puss. He smokes cigars. He walks around in a fucking bathrobe all day.
Yeah,
what are you hating on?
Exactly, my uncle does that. He lives in fucking South Philly, dude.
Your uncle's awesome.
He
what are you
sucks,
talking about, dude? Why does he suck?
He's a drain on our family.
Do you know who you are? Do you know how much you
he's
suck
the
more?
The broke version of Hugh Hefner.
Doggy. Six, I like you.
All right.
But do you know how much cooler Hugh Hefner is than you?
I don't think.
Do you know
I
how much?
Know.
Like, nobody
that cool.
Nobody would rather hang out with you than Hugh Hefner in the world.
Honest to God.
Yeah, but that's weird. They all have like boners.
If I got into one
boners
of those mansion parties.
Yeah, if I had to like give my friend a boner for him to hang out with me, it's like, how cool am I?
It's a pretty cool friend, dude. It's like, you know, like it's like the fat kid on the block who has all the cool toys. Like,
yeah,
Hugh Hefner's the adult version of that.
He's just got tits.
Like all right,
dude.
I don't disparage the person who wants to go fucking hang out in a mansion and swim in a grotto with fucking Playboy stars versus coming to fucking Six's apartment and fucking not even able to do a video podcast.
That's where it happens, dude.
Do you know how many, dude, you know, the video capabilities at the fucking Playboy mansion are probably through the roof.
Oh, I guarantee it. Somebody's going to watch those fucking peacocks.
True.
I wonder what they did with all the animals. Who lives there now?
I think Michael Jackson bought all of his stuff. The Michael Jackson estate bought all of his stuff.
Seriously?
Yeah, they probably still have to take care of all those animals at the Michael Jackson estate.
I'm talking about Hefner. Had like a
zoo. It looks
how'd
like
you get on the Michael Jackson?
Well, that's where all the animals went.
Hugh Hefner's animals went to fucking
I'm
Neverland.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm just making that up.
He's
but
completely made
for a split second, I was like, because McCusker has just spun off this earth in the last 2 years. So it's like, when you start spitting facts, I'm like, I think he's right about this. I think Tito got in
very
on
real.
Peacocks pretty early. Got a good price.
Huh? It sounded very real.
Yeah,
it
they did. Tito auctioned them off. Exactly.
That's good. They're actually, did you see they're fucking protesting? Michael Jackson's supposed to be doing something on, it's not Broadway, but at like the Met or something. And it's like a live version of like his videos over the years, like played
like,
out.
Like
his
like videos thriller with kids?
Yeah.
they're doing hologram Michael Jackson molestation videos?
His hologram got fucking protested?
Yeah, dude. No, it's not a hologram. It's like people acting out. It's like a play, but each fucking part of it is, you know, like fucking Bad or fucking Thriller. His songs.
That would be awesome if they actually protested his hologram performance, and the hologram artist just like made him walk through the crowd amongst the protesters. They're like, he got me, he got me.
So they're doing like the same thing the way they did it with Billy Joel. They made a Broadway show out of his music. Okay. I just saw the Jagged Little Pill musical.
Oh, really? You saw that?
Dude, it's,
how was it?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to talk about this on stage because I really thought I was going to see the origin story of Alanis blowing Uncle Joey in a movie theater.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I thought it was the Alanis Morissette musical. And it turned out it was just a fucking, it was a woke, like, female fucking rights, you know, anti-rape fucking 2.5 hour musical. And the first scene, it was just like, it's like a protest scene. I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? They Trojan horsed me into a fucking Me Too parade.
Who'd you go with?
My ex-girlfriend.
You thought you were going to hear all the hits again.
I did hear all the hits, but it was like behind fucking protest signs about not being able to rape. I was so conflicted.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that's what Alanis Morissette was up to now. That was like kind of, you know, her thing. Now she gets to do it.
Yeah.
That's on Broadway?
It's on Broadway.
Jesus.
It was
awful. I knew that was a big album. massive.
It was a huge album.
I just didn't know it still kind of held that kind of weight to get a Broadway show.
This play is like critically acclaimed. People are talking about like it's good. It really was.
You see Fiona Apple's new one? She's doing Broadway.
No, stop it. She's just, not.
Just Nazi propaganda.
Did you know Meredith Brooks? One hit wonder Meredith Brooks is doing her own.
Natalie Imbruglia.
You're going to see Natalie Imbruglia. Natalie Imbruglia torn on Broadway. It's about a girl who was gang raped. And she was torn.
Jesus. See, I never liked Alanis Morissette.
I did like him.
I didn't like her.
I was more
every
of a
like song, hater. I just didn't
every
like
song on that album rules. Every song.
I'm more of a Sheryl Crow guy.
Yeah.
All I want to do is have some fun.
Yeah, I see.
That's
that.
A good one.
Yeah.
Female Bob Dylan.
I didn't like that.
It was also when I during that time period, it was like, you know, I was probably at my horniest. So it was really about Natalie Imbruglia, like, she was up in my top. Dude, she was so cute in that video. She had a little fucking pixie haircut. It was like the 90s. She was wearing, like, fucking JNCO jeans or whatever, you fucking little bitch. Ooh. I loved her.
That's right. That's hot as it gets for you, bro.
Yeah, dude, Imbruglia and Torn, she was a little fucking piggy in that video. She was a little piggy, doggy. She could have got it hard. I beat my dick deeply and hard to Natalie Imbruglia Torn so much. I mean, the video was like, it was a fake set. They start taking away pieces of the set. I'm telling you right now, dude, I was jerking off so much during that time period. And we didn't get internet. We got like AOL, like ninth grade, you know, maybe 10th grade. But like that was right around that time where it was right in between.
Yeah.
Right in between.
Were you watching the Her on the Box? Remember that channel? Where you got to like order a music video? Did you have that?
No, we didn't have that.
There's this channel called The Box around here where you could call and order like a music video you wanted to see. It's like $1.99. Yeah. But it was just
one music video.
Yeah, dude. And it was $1.99.
It was just
Natalie Imbruglia Torn. Yeah, I was like, I wonder if that was you. Because that was on like every other fucking song.
She was fucking hot, dude. She was hot.
Apparently, yeah.
I liked her.
I wonder if she held up. I bet she's gross now.
Natalie Imbruglia? Hold on, let me have Bruglia. My assist.
Bring that up. Imbruglia.
Hey, Jamie, bring that up.
Hey, Jamie, can you bring up Natalie Imbruglia now?
Haven't found
anything.
Hey,
can you guys stop disrespecting Joe Rogan?
What? How are we disrespecting Joe Rogan?
If you're disrespecting Joe Rogan, you're disrespecting me because Joe Rogan looks up to me.
Okay.
And he's sort of in the Louis J. Gomez school of being real ass. So it's sort of, you know, I take it as a personal affront when you make little comments and shots at Joe Rogan.
I have a theory that you're his bastard son.
Dude, if I found that out,
oh, dude.
Like my entire life would also make sense in one shot.
Dude, Rogies with Bruce Wayne, you dude, get the fuck away from me.
You'd be Joker at the gate, dude.
You need my grab Joe Rogan's hot daughter.
Dude, he would fucking.
Do you think he would admit it, dude? Do you think if I came to him, I was like, Joe, I'm your son.
Dude.
It's the best idea for a web series ever. It's me trying to get Joe Rogan to admit he's my dad.
You could probably get it. That'll be hilarious.
Oh, shit. I'm just at the front gate of his mansion.
Doing magic tricks.
He pulls a fucking compound bow on me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he would. What if, like, he'd fuck you up in that bathroom, dude. Full spinning back kick into the mirror.
Yeah, dude. It wouldn't be just a punch in the nose. He would fucking jiu-jitsu me in the bathroom.
Get the fuck out of here.
Choke me. Say you're not my son.
So what? We got off on a tangent. Your mom was like spinning around in the air.
Yeah, just spinning, dude. And then she came back down, and she was really scared. And then she grabbed the remote again and turned the TV on. And my sister shared a room with her at this time because we were just fucking poor trash. And my sister, it's a little insight into my sister's mind. She had Barbies hanging from the ceiling, like by their neck, like they're dead, like they're hung. And my mom said the Barbies were all spinning. After she turned the TV on.
Damn.
Like the wind from her body. But then I called her on it, actually. I was like, Mom, if your body was spinning and creating like a fan, the Barbies wouldn't just like spin. They would sort of get all intertwined with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it wouldn't have made any sense.
True. That's funny you guys are arguing about like hung Barbies. You guys are like, well, actually, Mom, tell you the truth. I refute your theory about them spinning.
Yeah,
how much wind is she generating? How fast is she spinning?
I don't know, dude.
Speed of fucking gravitron, bro. Aliens spin you at the speed of the gravitron,
dude. Dude, we don't actually have any sort of measurement on this planet
to figure
Natalie
out.
Natalie Imbruglia, put that up on the screen.
If you just hold it closer to your face.
Put that up on the cell phone screen, Jim.
Wow, Imbruglia is crushing it.
If the, yeah.
She's so pretty, yeah, but not exactly what I would have thought. Like, she looks like another young hot chick. It's a different.
She looks like a woman. She looks like someone who stars on an HBO show now.
Was yeah. Imbruglia young at that time? She looks really young.
Yeah.
And she's Australian, right?
Apparently, I can see that now with that short haircut she has. A lot of hot Australian chicks.
Yeah, she
short
is
haircuts.
Australian. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's the only downside of that shitty accent.
Yeah. Damn. Someone fucking posted her without makeup. Blew a spot up. That's just.
Let me see.
I hate when people do that. She's a Why? Pretty girl.
Bring that back up.
She's a pretty woman, dude. Just don't, you know, don't catch her. She, yeah, like, she's still hot without makeup. I don't know if someone's trying to make fun of her.
It's not as good as it is with makeup, though.
Nah, it is
good. Well, a lot of crow's feet.
Oh, yeah. That's what I need to see. She's fucking like 40, dude.
Nah, she's hot.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful old lady.
Nah.
She's like 40, dude.
Yeah, she's
How
not
old
that
is Imbruglia?
I think she's 58.
I don't know. Every picture
nah,
shows
dude,
something
I fucking
different.
Like,
do you know what I found out? Fucking, this is stupid as shit, but you remember fucking Young Einstein? You ever see that movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yahoo
serious.
Serious?
Of course.
Do you know how fucking old he is?
How old is he?
Dude, he's like, he was born in like 53. I shit you not. It was like his birthday or something the other day, and they showed him he was doing something for Australia for the fires. So I looked him up. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that fucking guy. And I looked him up. I was like, holy shit. He's as old as my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Young Einstein.
Total mind blower.
What was Young Einstein about?
Young he Einstein. Was a he was like a
young
fucking,
inventor.
Yeah, he was
right?
an inventor
I
from
played
Australia.
Guitar,
he surfed.
Played electric guitar or something. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
And they really went off the it took some liberties with the Einstein story.
Oh, so they try to place Einstein in a modern
yeah,
story?
Yeah, he's wacky and he surfs and he's Australian.
Sucks.
It's like, hey, you want to get the theory of relativity, do you? Fuck away from me. And then he like hit a guitar chord. It was very strange.
Really?
Yeah. All those movies from back then were a little bit strange.
I don't know. I never saw that one.
Yeah.
I did see
the
Legend
of Camp.
Billy Jack.
Yo, I saw Camp. Billy Jack?
No.
Dude. How have you never seen fucking Billy Jack?
I referenced the other day. And
where?
Something I was watching. He's like, yo, you ever seen, what the fuck was it? And he was like, dude, I'm the fucking legend of Billy Jack. Dude, I'll roundhouse you. He said it. Whatever
Bro.
Movie or something show I was watching. They said that. And I just started dying laughing about
dude,
how you love that movie.
You would love Billy
What's
Jack.
What's the legend of Billy
so
Jack?
So Billy Jack is...
Give me a 1 minute synopsis.
Right. Billy Jack is a white guy in the 60s or 70s. Who lived with Native Americans long enough to learn karate. And then he comes back and just kicks the fuck out of everyone who fucks with his boys. Dude, it's so funny. He has like the plainest, Janest girlfriend. And he's like, I love you so. It's dude, you have to see the movie. It's so good.
I love it.
It's just he's rolling around with like busted sniz on his arm being like, this is my fucking girl. Anyone has a problem with that, I'll roundhouse kick you in the fucking face in cowboy boots.
Yeah, full
it's
on.
It's so fucking sick, dude.
And that is your 1 minute breakdown of the legend of Billy Jack.
Billy Jack's tight.
I love it. I'll watch it. Sure. I'm not a big movie guy now. I only watch kids movies. This is what's gonna happen to you. This is because you
yeah.
have a kid. When? How far?
March 1st.
March 1st.
Coming. She's coming.
Damn.
Can't wait.
It's fucking crazy. First kid too, right?
Yeah.
This is it, dude. It's gonna change everything.
That's what everyone keeps saying. So I'm like,
nobody can put it into perspective for you either. You have like they there's no words.
If you had to try, how would you say changes things?
Dude, you all right? So here's the thing: you've been waiting this whole time, and it's so close now. You were fucking a month and a half away,
yeah.
And it feels like for you're watching the clock, waiting, waiting, waiting. You're checking fucking development. You know, what I'm saying week 32 is like you know yeah. the fucking now the baby's fucking you know brain has developed this thing. Like you become obsessed, like and you're watching, and it takes so long. And the day comes, and you're like, oh fuck, it happened. We had the baby. Finally, it's over. And then they give you the baby, and it's just begun. And it's that moment, it's so, there's this moment of it being very real when mm-hmm. they hand you the baby and they push you out of the hospital and you're just out in the cold.
Whoa.
And you're like holding this thing and you're like, you have to protect it and make sure that it grows and survives and it's a great person. Out there. And it only becomes very real right there because everything else is sort of imaginary. And
yeah.
You're not going to know until that moment. And that feeling is very heavy. And that was like a very overwhelming moment for me where I was like, holy shit, this is like, you know, but... You know, you could just leave.
True.
You don't have to. You could just
like Joe Rogan did to you.
Yeah, like Rogan.
That is funny.
Rogan left outside. On top of
that
the
is a, that is funny when you break it down like that. Guys who go through that experience and they're like, "All right, I'll be back. I'll catch you." In like
how many guys
fucking...
do you think like leave during the labor and don't come back?
Sure.
Like it gets too real in the hospital. And like you know what?
I shouldn't have done this.
Got to be someone.
Oh, just
it
skip
has
out?
To happen. Yeah,
oh,
dude, they skip out in the middle
I
of it.
I guarantee it's happened.
I mean, this is the worst time historically to try to leave your kid. Because it's like with like Ancestry.com, all that stuff. Like you get found. You used to be able to just move to like another town.
Oh, yeah, with the internet. Yeah, you can literally one county over. You could never find you.
That's
be impossible.
I'm
yeah.
It's hard to be a good like kid leaver these days.
Yeah.
Bounce, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, the skill's gone.
Secret families are tight, too. People have like secret sons and shit.
I'm going to, dude, I'm going to end up having some extra fucking kids, and I don't want them. I need to get a vasectomy.
Really?
I got to get it. I got to get it, because I don't like condoms. If a girl just says, take the condom off and come inside of me right now, daddy, it's over.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just going to do that.
You have to.
Let's go.
You have to.
My dick's getting hard right now as I said those words, and I'm
looking
at you guys. It's fucking hot.
Yeah, that's a thing I can't fight. If a girl's like, come inside me, I'm
just
like,
says,
yes.
Take that condom off, you little faggot, and come inside of me. Then fucking
oh, thank you so much.
Thank
there
you.
We go. I have to. I have to. It's who I am at my core.
Is that what you're saying while you're doing it? You're like, I have to.
You leave me no choice. Yeah, once you kind of start throwing cream pies in the mix, it's like...
Is that your favorite thing?
Yeah.
Is that how your wife gets pregnant?
You're big. For
sure. Wait, is that how all women get pregnant?
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
What?
Cream pies. That's the weird thing.
Why is that a weird thing?
Well, when you're in these like childbirth classes and stuff, you're like, damn, all you guys got fucking cream pie.
Dude. Dude, I can totally see
it. It's funny because like cream pie is this category of porn. I'm like, oh, so great. But it's just sex.
Yeah.
That's what cream pie is. God, when God said, let there be light, he also said, let there be cream pies.
For sure, dude. That's a completed act of sex.
Yeah, dude.
I try to never let my seed hit the ground.
No. You play the ground as lava with your cum?
Yeah, you can't, dude. You can't let your seed touch the ground.
I know. I fucking know a couple of your experiences. This used to be Matt's room.
Yeah.
That's my room.
This is my room. I was in
shared a wall for a little bit.
Oh,
shit.
For a
little bit, dude. It was a small one.
You used to listen to him cream pie?
literally listen. Yes, he did.
No.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
I was in a room. No. It gets, dude, he's like Roy Jones. Remember when Roy Jones used to hit?
I'm a loud comer, dude.
You're, that's him.
You're a counterfucker?
No, way. I'm like Conor McGregor, dude. I'm all fucking flash and pizzazz. Lose, pretty much. Yeah, I come
Should
real
you
fucking...
leave and have to come and after 2 minutes?
I come real fucking loud. Dude, I do. I can't hold it in. I scream. I'm a male screamer.
Yeah, dude.
Did you guys...
Remember
screamer.
That one video we just kept watching?
Of the black guy screaming?
Oh, my God.
Did you guys see after the fight? Because Conor McGregor, we watched the fight last night in the green room of the comedy club. Did you watch the fight?
I saw all the highlights.
Yeah, 40-second knockout of Donald Cerrone. Ugh, brutal. But then afterwards, they took this picture of Cerrone's grandma embracing with McGregor.
This is fucking hilarious.
So, I mean, if McGregor was fucking... Imagine... He just fucked his grandma for the story. He's like, dude, I knocked him out in 40 seconds, and then I fucked his grandmother right afterwards.
Yeah, why'd she hug him like that?
I don't know. I'd be furious if I was Donald.
I'd be kind of pissed, dude. If someone who just beat me immediately hugged
my grandma. Trying to make out with the guy who fucked me up.
Oh,
yeah.
God, dude.
But you know, by the way, she looks like the aggressor there, too. McGregor can get anybody he wants.
I'm confused. Why is his grandmother hugging Conor McGregor? Do they have some kind of relationship?
No, I think she was just like... Donald Cerrone's grandma is like a new weird like meme in MMA where she's like, oh, his grandma's always in the crowd. It's like, okay,
yeah,
fine. So she always gets into the ring now. When he loses, she like embraces his opponents, being like, you're great. And
thanks for fucking beating the shit out of my son.
Grandmas have
pissed me off.
Dude, grandma should not have anything to do with cage fighting.
No, they should be covering their fucking eyes the entire time with their hands.
She'd be fucking quilting at home, not hiding this from this old lady.
Don't hug the fucking victor.
Yeah.
Nah, she seems like a lady of the night, dude. She's embracing Connor. She wants it.
Those shoulder punches are brutal. Did you see when he's just throwing his shoulder into his fucking face?
That's what you do to your little brother. I give no respect for him. You like, start hitting him with parts
like
of your body.
Second one, too. He's just like, it's like he's out.
It's like, dude, I'm going to beat him up with my butt. Watch, everyone.
Yeah, that was. But anyway, it sucks, too. Is he going to fight anyone else now? Because that's not really a huge
Donald
for him. Who?
Is Donald going to fight anybody else?
Cowboy's done, bro.
Yeah,
who's
of course.
Who do you think he's going to go for?
He's going to go fight, if I had to guess, fucking Masvidal. That's the fight.
That to get try to get the title back or whatever?
No, he's not the champion. He has the bad motherfucker title. The UFC's jumped the shark a little bit. They started creating, like, ECW hardcore championships now. It's fucking, it's crazy.
Who has the belt?
170, it's Usman. And Usman will wipe the floor with Conor. Just a bad matchup. Bad matchup, 170. And then also 155 is Khabib. And he already wiped the floor with Conor. So Conor, in my opinion, should just do massive fights, you know, catch weights. There's no reason. I don't think getting the title. I mean, or, honestly, who knows, dude? He looked fucking great. But the problem is Cerrone, like, Conor's elite and Cerrone's not that level of elite. He beat him up with his shoulder, dude.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. I saw the highlights today in the gym.
Dude, like, he might as well beat him up with his own hands. Yeah, quit hitting yourself. Quit hitting yourself. It was so fucking bad. It was like, God damn it, dude. I bet you Cerrone's grandma won't even talk to him ever again.
That's, dude.
No Cerrone's guy. Banned from fucking Christmas at the Cerrone's grandma's house.
He gets knocked out by his shoulder and then like, looking up from the mat, your fucking grandma's blowing Conor McGregor. Oh.
Yeah, that would suck. Just for the sake of pictures, I'm sure that's gotten memed like into infinity.
I'm sure, yeah.
Ugh.
Sucks. Oh, man. Do you guys remember the movie Heavyweights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think about it? Like, there was just like a time where you could just like make an entire movie and fat shame kids? whole movie.
What was the end of that movie? Didn't they like all
lose died of diabetes? Yeah, dude. Yeah. They had their foot sawed off.
That'd be tight if they lost. At the end.
It was an athletic competition. Of course they won. They came in dead last.
he just gassed out. Because they won or some bullshit at the end. Of course they should have. That would have been a powerful tale.
I wonder what it was. I bet you.
The fat kids just lost. Like went, trained as hard as they could, and then lost.
Housed.
Due to their body composition. Just fucking lost.
Yeah. I think it probably was. I don't remember what the plot line was. I just remember it was just a bunch of fat jokes about children.
Mm-hmm.
Heavyweights. Wasn't Ben Stiller in it? Was it that one?
Mm-hmm.
He's in some of them.
I think it was. It was the other one. They made like the dude, it's so funny how there was just like a time period where they were like, this is fine. The movie about, was it like Steve-O or no, Johnny Knoxville pretended to be a retard so he could join the Special Olympics.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's an idea we all had as kids.
Yeah, they used to get away. Dude, even like if you watch like Disney's Pocahontas, you're like, damn, dude, they would never get away with this. They'll like go in there and be like, these savages.
Oh, talking about her rents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about the squad. I was watching it. I was like, because I was like telling, telling my wife, like, you got to watch Disney's Pocahontas. And we're watching it. It's like, these goddamn savages, I'll give them, show them a thing or two. And I was like, oh, fuck, shit.
Yeah. Well, Disney is kind of weirdly like dark. They have some pretty like dark themes just in general.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, it's just part of the times. Like, people aren't really offended by things. But that's what I was saying before about you having a kid, dude. Your entire life is now going to become watching kids' movies.
I kind of like them, though. That's the thing. Pixar. Yeah. I love Pixar. Yeah. I like...
What's your favorite kids' movie?
Daniel the Tiger, I've seen. My favorite kids' movie?
Why have you seen Daniel the Tiger? There's no reason. That's not a Pixar movie.
Tight fucking show.
It's just a show. In the mornings on Nick Jr.
It's like, come on, we're going to kindergarten. I love that shit, dude.
You know what Daniel the Tiger is?
What?
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's Daniel the Tiger, dude. He just does stuff and he learns lessons. His mom's like, Daniel,
you're such a tiger.
Yeah, what is this?
Rawr.
Do you know something else about Daniel the Tiger?
Daniel the Tiger is fucking the tiger's kid from Mr. Rogers.
What?
It is a Mr. Rogers spinoff, doggy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, I like kid shows, dude. I like my favorite Pixar movie. Dude, every single one I've seen I've liked, so I can't.
Yeah.
Every single Pixar movie I've ever seen, I'm like, this is the best.
Well, that's the cool part about seeing kids' movies as well. They really do make them very good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always like a little life lesson, you know, and then you get to like talk to your kid afterwards, you know. See, I remember like my son, the first time I admitted to my son that I had a girlfriend.
What'd he say? He was like, ew.
He asked me to smell my finger.
Did he really? That's what's up.
No, when I was eight, because he's only met one chick ever, like that I've been dating. Because it's got to be pretty serious,
sure.
You know, to bring somebody into his life. And he knew her as my friend, and we saw what's the Adam Sandler Dracula one?
Vampire in Brooklyn.
No.
I don't know. I forget. I know what you're talking about. I forget.
The fuck is it? It's driving me out of my mind now.
I'm big on Trolls. Was tight. Trolls was good.
Movie?
Trolls the movie was fucking good.
Yeah, it was good.
Trolls was good.
I liked it. I wish I didn't like all the music numbers. But they were fun.
They were so fucking good.
They were good, dude.
Hell yeah. What movie? When was Adam Sandler a fucking vampire?
I'm telling you right now, vampire.
I remember it because it was a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's three of them. And it was a third one.
Yeah. It's like Hotel Transylvania.
Hotel Transylvania. There you go. Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Hotel Transylvania 3.
Yeah, I guess that was it.
And he starts dating a chick.
Mm-hmm.
And a major theme in the movie is about how, you know, his wife died and, like, you know, he doesn't want to move on and the daughter is all upset. And I'm watching my kid and he's like, you know, 4.5, 5 years old. He's picking up on the concept. And we walked out and I told him, I was like, specifically, I was like, well, you know, James, you know, we wanted to have a girlfriend. I was like, that's what Kim is to me. And he was like, well, I don't give a fuck. He just didn't care. I thought it was going to be a big moment for him.
How old was he?
He was like 4.5, 5.
He was like, whatever, dude.
5.
He didn't care?
No.
That's what's up.
Yeah. He didn't give a fuck.
He was chill about it.
Yeah. It was like this big, huge moment for me.
And he was just, like, went back to playing with his toys.
What age are you going to teach your kid to bully people?
I don't know. I didn't think about that. Well, it's a... I'm having a daughter, so I got to teach her, like, proper relational aggression.
Yeah, but yeah, that's like...
Like, don't hit, just spread rumors and destroy the reputation, right?
Yeah, you got to teach her how to use, how to create, like, dummy Instagram accounts. Yeah. Like, fucking...
How to exclude...
psychological warfare.
Yeah, dude. Just like, look, just invite everyone to your birthday except for that one girl.
Yeah.
Trust me. Yeah, relational aggression rules.
Do you want do you want your daughter to be hot?
That's a good question, because it's like... If you had to choose between, like, super fucking hot,
you only and get just here, like, here's what you get, one of two, smoking hot. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking about 12 years old, fully developed.
Okay.
Like, real deal.
Weird age to start it, but yep. Go ahead.
It's going to have a long
life. I hear what you're saying. True, yeah.
Or fucking ugly, like, straight up fat, pimples, humpback.
I'm going smoking hot, obviously, for her.
Yeah,
for
you're
her
a
benefit.
Fucking weirdo, dude.
Dude, once you threw humpback in the mix, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna spare her.
Yeah, she's gonna get destroyed. Humpback.
She got one of those. She got one of those little arms with a hand, like her hand.
You mean
a
hunchback, bro?
She got a humpback.
She's a whale, a literal whale. She's amphibious. Yeah, man, I thought about that. I, like, especially like when dudes have super hot daughters.
Yeah,
I don't. That's gotta fuck with them, bro. Like you,
it does.
It's fucked up to even think about, but like it's gotta fuck with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way it doesn't. That's insane.
I mean, I think you'd want your kid to be, you know, good looking, but you just gotta like.
But fat tits.
Big fat titties.
That's when you're just like, come on! I didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
This is my cross to bear. My daughter's fat titties, dude. Yeah.
But goddamn, why can't you be hot with those, like, you know, hot little titties? You know, you know, little titties are great, too. It's just they're not all in your face.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and there can get a weird, like, sexual rivalry between, like, the mom and the daughter and the teenage years. The daughter
and, you're stuck in the middle.
Exactly, dude. All you can do is just fap it off.
Yeah, poor you. Poor you. Your life is so bad. Your hot daughter with her fat titties. Your fucking hot, aging MILF wife.
All you can do is go down to the bathroom, dude, and be like, yeah. Or go to the basement, dude.
And scream while you come.
Oh, dude.
Just no. I'm going to put on noise-canceling headphones on myself and just scream while I come.
Life rules.
Yeah, man. You never hear about that. Dudes with, like, super hot daughters. It just...
Yeah.
It's got to be weird, dude.
Well, it's a huge category of porn. Like, the whole incest dad-daughter thing is a massive category.
Yeah, you just described the whole episode.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, but it's not really, it's never really dad-daughter. It's usually stepdad-daughter.
Yeah.
But you got to figure, there's, and stepbrother, stepsister, I've beat off to that a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. But it's not so much the scenario that gets me going, because I know the scenario is not real.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You mean like just, a stepsister, stepbrother?
Stepsister, stepbrother. Yeah, it's not a real, they're not really that, so it's just.
Yeah, that's a storyline I can get into, though, but I know what you mean.
Do you get into deepfakes? What's your take on them?
Oh, like a celebrity?
Yeah, you do like with a face.
Nah, I can't fuck with that.
Not even once.
Yeah.
Real celebrity vids are tight.
Of course.
Kim Kardashian.
Classic.
That's a good one.
I can't do it.
Really? Why?
Big black dick.
Really?
Makes me insecure while I'm jerking off to it.
I just get into it. I channel it.
You can channel it. You can put yourself
you can
there.
Channel BBC and just be like, that's what their face. That's what face they make when you have a BBC.
I can channel BBC.
It's awesome. Is that an orgasm?
Dude, I can't. It's very. You know what I have been able to do recently? I've been able to jerk off to double penetration.
Dude, take time off the porn, bro.
I got into double pen for the first time ever, and I can't really, like I said, I have to be able to put myself in the position.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, of like, so what do you just like hold like a warm potato against your nutsack?
He's doggy style. Like, why is Lewis on all fours?
I like amateur a lot, and I've noticed.
I just take a cucumber and I rub it against my shaft.
VR helmet on. Oh my god! You have your interns just drop like 98.6 degree sweat on you every night.
Yeah, yeah.
I like amateur porn, but there's
it's
like
taken over.
I think it's just the best, but there's a disturbing trend. First, I try to not watch porn at all. Like, I literally, that's my goal, to not watch it. I once a week pretty much fall.
You're a proud boy?
It's not a political thing. It's just like, I just don't.
It's so funny that that's a political thing. Not jerking off the porn. It's become like a fucking.
If one president goes on NoFap or a politician, I'd be like, yo, that's what's up, bro. If some dude, president should be like a priest thing where they're like, I won't come at all while I'm in this job.
Dude, if Trump, I will tell you right now, if he came out and he said, I will not fap for my entire presidency, I would vote for him. I swear to God.
I would quietly go vote for him myself. If any of them claim NoFap, I'm like, all right.
Like, this guy, he's going to do something good with that energy.
Yeah.
Because when you, or actually that's not true. He's going to destroy the world. If you didn't fap. Think about that. You're horny all the time. You're frustrated. You're just going to have a day where you're going to fucking lose it. When I jerk off and I come, you know what's weird? This happens. I've never even said these words out loud. Almost every time I'm jerking off, I get to the point where I'm really, like during it, I get physically tired, exhausted, and I go, I'm going to nap right after this. This is fucking great.
Really?
Yeah. And then I come, and then I'm immediately awake again. And then I'm like, I don't want to nap.
What? Dude. So you're about to fall asleep before you're about to come? Yeah, anyway.
You got to jerk nap it.
That's bizarre, dude. Usually I'm charged and then I come and I'm like, I'm going to sleep.
I know. It's the opposite.
So could you just jerk yourself into a nap? Yeah, that's it.
I don't know.
So you wake up.
You could edge yourself into a nap. You're like a narcoleptic edger.
This is tantric napping.
That's awesome, actually.
Yeah, I did one time fall asleep jerking off when my friends were at my apartment years ago. I mean, I was like 20, right? And these two chicks were over. We were all like smoking weed and playing like, you know, whatever, cards or fucking, I don't know if it was the old saloon. And I brought the bong, the bong was in my bedroom, and I went to bed earlier than everyone because I was just tired. I was stoned. I locked my door. I was like, all right, I'll get a nice little jerk session in. Those girls are out there. They're not gonna know. So I locked my door and I jerk. I just have my pants down around my ankles and I fell asleep jerking off and they wanted the bong.
Oh.
So they're trying to get the bong out of the room. They all went. We shared a fire escape. Me and Forrest went with our windows. And they all went out of the fire escape, and my light was on. They just went over to my room, and it's just me with my little fucking unhard dick with my pants down. And they had to like climb out of the window and get the bong.
Oh, that's the weirdest form of narcolepsy.
They sent in to get the bong.
That's yeah, true. It's like the beginning of Prometheus, where they fucking get like, wow, Jesus Christ. That's so funny. Just be like, I'm going to go.
Because you have no control over how your dick looks in that moment. Like, it is as definitely small. Not. I mean, who knows? Maybe I was sleeping with a boner. I have no idea.
Gripped? Were you still holding it?
Do you know how long you were asleep for?
I never woke up. I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you might have woke up.
But they had the bong the next day, and my door was unlocked. And I was like,
nobody addressed it?
Then I asked him. He was like, it was hilarious. You were sitting there with your little dick out.
Oh, that's so funny.
He like got the girls to show them too. He's a fucking scumbag.
Dick, dude.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, but he should have. I mean, if he didn't, what a waste of opportunity.
100%. He probably fucked up.
Honestly, if it was now, there'd be pictures out. It'd be hilarious.
That would be awesome, actually.
Dude, oh,
it'd be a tight scandal.
I understand. This is so fucking funny. Okay, so.
Oh, dude, real quick before I just forget. Go ahead.
Good. You do your thing.
We were talking about porn. There's a new trend in amateur porn that I've seen where it's a. Guys, like, you know when dudes like fucked a thought after the club and it's just a dude like filming? Yeah. They just now dudes just film their own face while they fuck chicks. It's just a guy like and it's like
just
what
on
the?
Him. He doesn't even show
it's
the
like,
girl.
You can see the girl vaguely, but he keeps making like direct eye contact with his cell phone, just being like and it's just like, dude, what the fuck?
Who
man?
Is that for?
I don't
is
know.
Is that even good POV?
It's just weird. Yeah, it's like the wrong POV.
Yeah,
like yeah, you want to just watch a guy come. Yeah. Actually, I heard there's a lot of gay porn that is just watching straight guys come from the male perspective.
Heard.
Well, I read it in the book, A Million Wicked Thoughts. But go ahead. That is a tight fucking genre of gay porn. To watch like hetero porn, just like slightly focused
face
on
shots.
The man.
Yeah. I jerked
faces.
Off.
Yeah, to watch the guy's butt.
I full-fledged jerked off to, it was a gay guy fucking a chick, but it was a straight up real gay guy. The interview portion of it was like, this guy's like a homo, and he's going to try pussy for the first time.
Whoa.
And he's going to fuck her, but he was like,
you know, he literally was like, ew, pussy's gross. But yeah, dude, she
while
got him
he was
into
it. Up.
Dude, he ended up tearing it up. It was great. And I put myself there and I fucking.
That's tight, dude.
It was
that's
a great porn. It was great. There's another one on there's another one on Hot Guys Fuck. That's another. Have you ever seen Hot Guys Fuck?
No. What's Hot Guys Fuck?
Dude, it's straight porn called Hot Guys Fuck. And it's just hot.
You touched my fucking foot, dude. You're talking about gay porn.
You're like, what's Hot Guys Fuck? I think it's pretty straightforward.
No, dude. It's so
the
much
most
better.
Gay shit.
No, no, no. It's not gay. It's straight porn. No, I'm telling you.
It's totally straight, dude.
Look, I found it looking for gay porn, obviously. It's like Hot Guys Fuck. Mad. What's that?
That's how you walked into the room. You're like, what's that?
No, it's not. I found it on X Video. Yeah. And I happened upon one of it. And the category, when you click on what it is, it's hot, like good looking dudes, like fucking hot dudes. And they're fucking like average looking chicks.
That's pretty tough.
So it's like a six. Like the girl's like a six or a seven. And the guy's just like got great like muscles. And he's all fucking good looking college dude.
Yeah.
And the marketing behind it is like hot college studs, fuck normal, whatever looking chicks. It's solid.
That's kind of cool.
It's fucking solid.
Kind of giving back to the fucking six community, five community.
Yeah.
Lower numbers.
That's kind of, I can get into that, dude.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Dude's out hogging.
Yeah. Is there any like true like ones or twos?
I can get into that.
That'd be even better for
just
the
slam big like her fucking going.
Oh, actually,
it.
Yeah, there's definitely. If you just type amateur porn, it's most of it.
No, dude, that's actually a great. We could create our own porn category of like actual hogging. Like we just go to a bar and we pick up a fucking. What was that movie? Dogfight. Remember that movie Dogfight? All right, it was about. It was Ethan Hawke. And he was in the military.
It's just him hogging.
Yes, they went hogging. It's the fucking like the origin story of hogging. Okay, it was like World War II or whatever war it was. They would go into like whatever town and they would have a contest to see like they'd have like a party and whoever could bring the ugliest chick would win. Wins like $100 or whatever it is between all the guys. So it was this whole party of fucking just gross chicks. And Lily Taylor's the ugly chick who he ends up picking up. And it's the saddest scene ever, dude, because he like meets her and he's like, hey, and he's, you know, it's Ethan Hawke, he's gorgeous. And he's like, I'm in town, would you like to?
You have Ethan Hawke facial hair right now.
Yeah, you do.
What's up?
So he goes, yeah, I'm in town. There's going to be this party. I'd love it if you came with me. And the girl's like, she's so happy, like, yeah. She's never been asked out before. It makes you feel so bad inside. She runs upstairs to her mom, and she's like, I got asked out on a date. Her mom's like, what? Wow. She's like jumping up and down. They like do her hair up, and she looks even more goofy. Aww. It is brutal. And they bring her to the party, and then she's just in the bathroom. Some other gross skank without teeth tells her what happened and why they're there. And she like freaks out and flips out, and then they really fall in love. It's a love story.
That'd be awesome if that was called Thighs Wide Shut instead of.
You should call it Drunk History. That's your topic. The origin of hogging.
Just hogs with like fucking blindfolds walking.
List goes on Drunk History. He's like, this is how hogging starts.
It's true. But that's what, that would be a good category of porn. Not like actual, like, it would be more about like just finding some fucking sad chick that is just willing to do it because the hot guy. And
you could spin it into like a body positivity thing today's day and age. But
it's
body,
feminist,
body
it's feminist porn.
Yeah, we're body positive here.
It's just us.
But you still
us in a band. We're going hogging. It's feminist porn.
That is. I mean, God damn it, dude. That's like, oh, that would kill you.
Yeah.
To like have someone be like, to get fucked like that and have like hear the next day all their friends be like, yeah, we went hogging last night. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I've watched my roommates walk a couple of fucking wildebeests out, and that's the best.
Dude, I was
shamed. That's such a great morning. I miss it. Those.
I was ashamed.
I like throwing it down with a fucking ugly chick once in a while.
Yeah. Hey.
The same thing we were talking about before.
So funny. They're like, hey, this is Lisa.
I'm a shameless lover, bro. I used to always.
I know.
If I feel the spark, it's on. And I'm just like, dude, me and her.
And I'll make love to her.
McCusky.
Exactly.
I will look her in the eyes.
You're
I will.
Dangerous, dude. Woo. McCusker.
Me and McCusker see eye to eye on this. Exactly. Dude, I'll take a fucking ugly chick. I'll fuck her and I will make her feel
it. Why not?
Dude.
Make her love. She'll fall in love with me.
For sure. Dude, if I feel that magnetism, dude, it's over. I don't care what it is. I'm like, we're going. We got to go do this.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you. Yeah, dude,
you go
it's,
hard
it's
in the
nice,
pain
dude.
When you find what you like.
McCusker's dating women with magnetic poles. That's how large they are.
Dude, when I was younger, like I used to go out and I would go to the bar in gym shorts and like an N1 shirt and just like 2 o'clock I would just spin around and just be like, all right, there we go.
Yeah.
Dude. The great times.
It was awesome. It was like we were all raping each other technically, blackout drunk the end of the night. But that was a good time.
Yeah.
So good. The lights, when the lights come up on the bar and then it's like the music goes off, it's like last call's over and you look around and you go, hey.
Yeah, it's like, come on, let's do it. Yeah, I had a stream of like heavier Latina women with like large heads.
Oh, yeah.
Like I had it was big head Latinas.
That's how we met. It was actually.
Yeah, dude. We literally met at a bar.
the lights came up. We both spun around. We were both hammered. We had no idea. I thought it was like a cute young chick with a Natalie Imbruglia pixie cut. He thought I was a large headed Puerto Rican woman with voluptuous thighs.
I'm telling you, I've had large headed Puerto Ricans would like bite me and shit. I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Woo. She used to take me to a room and just bite me, dude. I would just sit there like, this fucking rules.
Dude.
Hot chicks don't bite you like that. They're just like, you're lucky to fuck me. And they just kind of like, you know, chill, I guess. I've never fucked a hot chick before. I don't know what you do.
No, hot chicks fuck awesomely. That's like a rumor where like, hot chicks don't know how to fuck. No, hot chicks are, they're hot. They're in shape. They go to fucking Pilates classes and fucking bar classes. They get down to squat. They do crazy shit. Fat chicks, they're having trouble. They're having trouble living. And it's an athletic activity. It is an athletic activity. When you're having sex, it is, you know, if you're having good sex,
sure.
You're fucking sweating. You're moving around. You're changing position. You're doing, you know.
I don't think I've sweat from sex in about 2 years, but go ahead.
Really?
I'm a really gentle, easy lover, dude.
Who are you bullshit? I used to be on the third floor of the old house. It's like, ah! What
the fuck? You see me counting his reps? Up. One! Two! I sweat a lot. Here's my problem. There's a weird moment, because a little bit of sweat's good, but I'm fat now, right? When I'm in shape, I don't give a fuck. I'll sweat all over the place. Mm. Fucking just lick my sweat. Like, this is why I know I'm not like in shape and I'm not hot. It's because girls don't lick my sweat anymore. Girls now they're like, can you get a towel? This is gross. But when I'm in shape, like girls will fucking like lick up and down your body. They love it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it probably just tastes better.
Yeah, fat sweat's probably like loaded with like MSGs and fucking trans fats.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, that sucks. They don't drink your sweat anymore, dude. What the fuck, dude?
Is that your thing?
That's tight. Yeah,
do you have to have your sweat drank?
I used to like my sweat being drank.
Hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you feel about getting your nipples sucked?
I don't like it. I mean, if a girl's into anything, I'm into it, kind of. If it turns her on, I'll do it. But
sure.
I'm not, like, I don't
strap,
like.
Strap attack?
No, I've never. Have you done that, dude?
Fuck, no, I can't do it. I swear to God, dude, I wouldn't fucking lie. I would not lie. Have I been strap attacked? No. I've had a girl try to put her finger up my butt, and it was just like.
I've had fingers in my butt.
We know a dude, though.
I was too hetero. I was too tight.
Dark took one.
Yeah, our boy loves
getting Derek Gaines?
No.
Great boy?
No.
Are you saying right now, great boy, it takes strap-ons up the ass? No, you said that.
Our other podcast.
All right, that's
sure.
It's been a great show, guys.
That's fine.
Tweet at Derek Gaines. Let him know that.
Oh, dude, that's so funny. I mean, I don't know. I've never. I don't think.
Actually, you don't know that Derek Gaines doesn't take strap-ons up the butt.
No. I slept in Derek Gaines' room for 1 month. I subletted his place, and I found zero strap-ons. So I could safely say,
I sucked his dick every night.
It might, unless it's just BYOS. He might have BYO strapped. No, he was out. He was in L.A., so I subletted.
Yeah, I remember.
What if he's got like a hidden like thing behind a picture where he keeps all the strap-ons like a safe?
I see a hidden wall.
Yeah,
you take a book off the shop.
Yeah, his house was strap free as far as I can see.
That's how he writes all those funky jokes. He's got a strap on in the butt. Boom, 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 bam, boom. Wham, boom, 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 bam, boom.
Isn't he on gas right now?
Yeah. Derek's awesome. Hey, Derek's awesome. Dude, I'm not a fucking homophobe, dude. Who cares if he takes a strap on in the ass? Put him on the network.
Dude, the fact that you started that rumor.
How dare you? You can't make this up.
Durkin.
We're listening.
Check the tape. Check the tapes.
Durkin's been on your podcast.
Hey, Jamie, can you rewind that segment?
Jamie, yeah, don't put that YouTube video up too long. We'll get to- We can't play YouTubes anymore. Dude, this is a SOS smokescreen of Rogies. We've been praying to Rogies to fucking send us and bring us to the fucking place.
Rogan, listen to me. Rogan, give me a little bit of time with him.
I love that.
That's what I'm saying, like, dude.
Give me a little time with him. Rogan, you know, we're... I'm about to be in that man's life. I'm about to be in his world. Okay.
Please tell him you're his son, dude.
Papa.
It'll be so funny.
Dude, you have to
just keep on showing up in places that he's at. How long before he's annoyed where he actually starts hitting me? How many times did I care to show up and call him my father on camera with selfie cam?
Dude, you have to. If you go on there again, you have got to break the news to him. Photoshop at ancestry.com. The dude says that he just watches his reaction. That'd be the funniest fucking thing. That'd be so funny.
Oh, shit.
That would be so fucking funny.
I would love my life. How cool would that be?
What if you
Rogan was my dad?
Your way in as Rogan's kid.
Rogan fucked some heroin addict in Paterson, New Jersey, in 1982.
Where did they film Fear Factor?
That was one of the fucking contests. Who will fuck this heroin addict?
Rogie stepped in.
Yeah, Rogie's like, I'll do it. I'll show you.
Has your mom ever laid in an aquarium full of tarantulas? You might have fucked Rogan.
My mom was on Fear Factor and fucked Rogan backstage. Oh, shit.
Fuck.
We got to leave somewhat soon. We got a little bit of time. We got a couple minutes left. I know you got to run out. Let's do some plugs real quick, which we didn't even do on yesterday's show. Really quick, guys. Number one, you love the show. Every episode we've ever done is available on demand, ad-free, uncensored. I think it's over 400 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast now. Over 400 episodes of Legion of Skanks. I mean, we got a lot of fucking content. 20 shows on the Gas Digital Network. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to everything. You can even just download everything and then fucking cancel the membership. You don't have to keep it. I think you'd want to keep it. I think you'll love it. It's a lot of fun. What else? Brian Sex, what do you got to plug?
Next weekend, I'm up in Uncasville, Connecticut at the Mohegs.
Nice.
Gillis is back. Gillis is headlining, and I'm going up there with him and the turd.
Nice, dude.
Back on his fucking local grounds. And then listen to You Fucked It.
We need this. Yeah, dude. First of all, Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. Get on that. Second of all, buy my book, Overlook, on Amazon. Third.
Am I still doing the voiceover?
Oh, yeah. I want you to do the... I swear to God, I want Lewis to do the audiobook. That'd be awesome. Third, I'll be at Top Golf where I exclusively perform. That's where I only perform at Top Golf.
Those shows are fun as fuck.
Yeah, dude. 5 shows, 25 minutes. So right now I'm exclusively performing at Top Golf in I think it was at Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's a virtual golf place. I'll be there January 31st and February 1st.
Nice.
Playing virtual before and after my 25 minutes.
They give you a booth.
I can't wait, dude.
You play Top Golf? Have you played?
Never have.
Oh, have you ever played golf?
Once. I shot a 120. Never played again.
It's so hard.
I cheated and shot a 120.
I'm pretty good.
I kicked the ball out of the fucking sand. shot a 120.
Top Golf is fun. It's like...
I can't wait, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
It's just silly. I like it. Yeah, I got some more shows coming up, guys. I'm here in Philly. One more night. Well, this comes out tomorrow, so you guys missed it. Matt McCusker dropped in. It was pretty amazing. He fucking crushed it.
Yep.
Cream pie, 3 girls after the show.
Oh, for sure.
It's awesome. a lot more stuff coming up, guys. The end of the month, I'll be in Albany. I'll be in Connecticut. I will be in Buffalo. I will be in Syracuse. What else is coming up? I got fucking Canada. Winnipeg's coming up next month. Go to Louis J. Gomez Presents, LouisJGomez.com. Me and Kurt Metzger are touring all over the country. It hasn't gotten that weird on the tour. Yesterday was the weirdest that it got when I got kicked out of my hotel. By the way, it did get back to the club.
Sure.
Oh, what'd they say?
Because Metzger was worried that it was going to get back to the club. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, don't worry. It's not going to get back to the club. How would it possibly get back to the club? Are you crazy? And then we walk in, and then Rachel from the club's like, so you got kicked out of your hotel. And I was like, how did you get back to the club? She's like, you tweeted about it. I was like, oh, yeah. All right, yeah, I guess I did.
Yes.
But they were happy. They were like, cool, we don't have to pay for the room. We're getting the money back for the other nights.
Pretty tight.
So,
they did get it back.
They're happy. Happy.
For sure.
Come on. And now I'm staying at a shitty hotel.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even come to get me out of my room today. I only booked it for one night, and eventually I was like, I guess I have to be honest, right? I have to go down and pay for another night.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
You walk out.
No, you should pay.
No.
It caused a lot of pain in that other hotel yesterday.
It did. I learned a lot yesterday.
True.
You guys were good friends.
Of course.
Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Check out the other pods, Legion of Skanks and Believe You Me with Michael Bisping here on the network. And that's that. So let's see. One final thing. Let's think. Got 1 minute left. You're going to be a dad. Six, we got to learn something about you right now. Come on. What? Give us something. Give me, what's the most interesting thing about you, Brian Six, from your perspective? Now, Matt McCusker, what's the most interesting thing about Brian Six?
Yes.
Brian Six has a immune system that cannot be compromised by anything in the world. He barely sleeps. His diet is absolutely horrible. And
horrendous.
He just fucking, dude, every day pops up early in the morning. He's got like grandpa resilience, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he has the last of like the baby boomer digestive system.
Wow.
Seriously. I should be dead.
What time do you wake up every day?
7:30.
I'm the same exact way.
It's like today, between 7:30 and 7:40.
Today not, but usually I have a child, so that's the other thing is like you wake up every single day really early. You sort of train your body. That's the thing that kind of sucks as well, but it's not that bad. It's fine. So you're up every single day, and you don't work out. You don't do anything to keep yourself healthy.
No, I walk to 30th Street. Don't say no. I do all the time. That's a good walk.
I mean, that's, you have to do that. That's
walking
not,
is not.
Exercise.
I could take a lift.
Walking is not exercise.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Walking is exercise for like literally people who are dying.
I'm like a divorcee woman. It is.
Like exercise, you have
counting
to.
Steps. Yeah, be like, I did 40,000 steps. Yes, it's like
3 pound weights.
I mean, I'm saying like, for me, even a scientific standpoint, it's not actually exercise unless you're, from a cardiovascular standpoint, you have to elevate your heart rate to 70 or 80% max for an extended amount of time in order to get the cardiovascular results, or you have to tear muscle fibers down and break muscle fibers down in order for them to grow back stronger. Those are the types of exercise. Is there any other type of exercise?
No.
If you're building muscle or
joking.
Cardiovascular?
Joking.
What's joking?
It's when you extend the length and girth of your penis.
Okay.
It's an ancient Arabian technique.
No, it's not.
You never heard of joking, bro? Quit fronting.
You can't extend your penis length.
Okay, look, Google it, dude. Joking, bro.
How do you? Well, I mean, I don't care. But how would you do that?
It's literally
know.
Like it's the Arabian.
The fans word. Are probably really wondering like, right now.
Look it up. It's J-E-L-Q-I-N-G.
That's not how I would have spelled it.
Well,
how would you have spelled joking?
G-E-L-K-I-N-G. Gel, like gel king, like I'm the gel king.
Look it up, dude. Do it before your show.
Look it up right now. I want to know what it is. How do you jelk?
You squeeze the base of your. You have two hands. You squeeze the base of your penis. You don't want to get too super hard. You want to get like a regular, like, you know, really flaccid.
70-80% max capacity.
That's all you can get up to. Best to do it flaccid, honestly, for length gains. If you want girth gains, you got to do it while you're kind of hard. But you just squeeze the base of your penis and like squeeze that blood up to the top, and then while that's trapped, you grab the base again. You're just moving blood to the top of your penis.
You're gonna make me hurt myself in a very real way by fucking with me.
No,
because I'm not gonna look this up. I'm going to the bathroom to start jelking right now.
Well, make sure you put a warm towel over your dick for like 5 minutes to warm up your blood capillaries. So, dude, look it up. I'm telling you.
What are you talking?
I jelked, dude. I jelked hard for like 3 months.
Your girl's knocking on the door. It's like, are you jelking in there?
Girls hate it when you jelk.
They don't want you to jelk,
they
dude.
They don't want you to jelk. Dude. They feel the gains.
That's
like
the, well, it's almost like Kegels. They do their Kegels to make their pussies tighter. Why can't we jelk to make our dicks fatter?
You can.
It's literally dick Kegels is jelking.
You just got to keep it up. If you stop, your jelk gains go.
Your jelk gains go?
Yeah, they'll just go back to your normal dick.
Oh, fuck.
When you start seeing results.
That's not making your dick grow, then. It's just fucking...
It is, though, dude.
No way.
Dude, I'm telling you, they'll be
How
like...
How often do you have to jelk?
It's like, I mean, you know, every other day you should try.
How long
you just, if you just jelk instead of jerking off, you'll be fine.
How long you rub out?
It takes about... It's about just 5-10 minutes. It's more of a rep thing. 150 reps. You can't go too high right away.
Them off. Your morning workouts.
So you're, I mean, it's almost like you're kneading.
Yeah, jelking. It's the Arabian word for milking. It's like you're milking a cow.
You're like kneading your dick meat down into from the base of like your gunt. So are you essentially
Google
taking?
It.
Are you taking gunt fat and kneading it into your dick?
No, but you want to like push into your gunt as far as you can go, and then trap like your inner dick. And then you're just going to like...
So you're saying there's more dick inside. There's more dick meat that's in there that can be sort
your
of
Your dick
pushed.
Goes all the way to your butt. Do you ever feel that part? I count that.
Squeeze it too hard. It's like alien, like a second mouth.
Dude, I count from the center of my forehead back all the way through my ass up.
Is it just the head get huge? Like a roided out toad?
Like a fat mushroom tip?
Yeah, like
no, you don't get Trump dick. No, Trump has a fat mushroom tip, dude. He's got a, that's what I've heard.
Dude, so did John Bobbitt.
Really?
Yeah. I watched that series, Lorena. Jordan Peele, fucking executive producer, did whatever on it. And it's good as shit. It's like,
I bet.
They go into it like now, then obviously the case and everything. But they, I didn't know they showed, they blew up giant pictures of his cut off dick and they showed it to the courtroom. Dude, he was capped.
He's got the tip.
Up. That's
it. Count that. If you're measuring girth, if you got a mushroom tip, right around the tip. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's leading the expedition. All right,
okay,
let's
this
roll.
Is fucking nuts.
What?
What?
Jucking is an exercise that some people use to try to naturally increase the size of their penis. It involves using a hand-over-hand rolling method to move blood to the head of your penis and stretch it. It's sometimes called milking. And then also 10 facts
yeah,
about
maybe a word for milking.
Everything you need to know about jucking.
Oh, it's so weird. I found this in my recent history tab. Oh, everything you need to know about jucking.
Bring that up.
Jamie, jelk for us right now.
Increase girth when you're flaccid and erect. Increase length. Flaccid and erect make your erections last longer. The short answer, wait, does it actually work? The short answer, not really, but maybe.
Damn.
This guys
is,
never jelk.
Healthline.com.
I'm telling you, dude, they don't know shit about, they're not jelking over there.
Yeah.
Healthline.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, you jelk.
It's love. It's Dr. Drew. Wrote
she's going to notice. Yeah. It's like a, you get like a slight noticeable difference. You get an edge.
Okay, let's see. In 2011 study found that using traction devices could increase penis length up to an inch if worn at least 9 hours a day for 3 months.
Not bad. That's but no, you don't got to do all that. Isn't there a thing called the Bathmate, too, where you like stick a hose on your dick in the bathtub?
Yeah. Is that what it's doing? I have Bathmate.
Does it work?
I've never used it. They're no longer a sponsor. Sorry.
Oh.
They used to be a sponsor on the show. Yeah. And I used to talk all the time about how I was seeing these amazing gains just from fucking this robot in my shower. I was fucking, it looked like a fucking, it looked like a fucking, an air fryer that I was fucking dragging in my shower.
It's like a thing you're supposed to bring. If you like hook a fleshlight to your vacuum cleaner.
That's all it is. It's just a fucking fleshlight duct tape to the fucking spout in your shower. You're just like, yeah, I'm just doing my wraps.
Brought to you by Electrolux and Fleshlight. Bathmate.
Oh, shit. All right, look, let's wrap let's this one. It. We got to go. We got to go do the show. You guys are the shit. Thank you so much
Hell for
supporting comedy. Make sure you guys go and download these guys' podcasts as well. And, yeah, support great comedy because these guys are doing it the fucking right way. We will check you guys on Wednesday. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.